Australia, as many people know, has had a really strong and proud history in space exploration. Immediately after the Second World War, we were one of the first countries in the world to set up a rocket launch range from which space rockets could be sent into Earth orbit. And this was in collaboration with the UK. We've had very strong histories of collaboration with NASA on the Mercury, Gemini, Apollo and Apollo Soyuz programs, and we still work very closely with them today. We also collaborated with the precursor of the European Space Agency, an organization called ELDO, in developing a rocket that could launch satellites into Earth orbit. So we have we've been around and very active in the space industry basically since it began immediately after the Second World War. And we have world-class assets. We have the Woomera rocket launch range in South Australia. We have incredible expertise in spacecraft and satellite tracking through a number of our tracking stations. Perhaps the most well-known are the ones based outside Canberra, currently tracking deep spacecraft, and the Honeysuckle Creek tracking station, now defunct, had its 50th anniversary just the other day. It was the first place to receive Apollo 11 images. Despite this incredible history and heritage in space industry and space science, we've always just drawn back at the moment when it becomes serious. There's been several proposals to have an Australian space agency in the past, but and there's been a number of initiatives that have been quite successful, like setting up our Space Activities Act 1988, our satellite utilization policy, and we currently have the Space Coordination Office. But we've always just pulled back short of setting up a space agency. And the current world is one where we can no longer do that. We are so reliant on free data and access to space from our numerous close friends and allies in space, but we can't guarantee that we will be able to continue to access that data. Commercial and private space enterprises are becoming more and more dominant in the space world, and yet their clients are still often national space agencies. In Australia, we're developing a very vibrant startup culture, and we're drawing on both the deep expertise we have from programs and personnel from the past and all of the new space players that are coming forward to really allow these space companies an opportunity to grow. We need an environment that can sustain them. We need a space agency that international collaborators know they can come straight to get information, to get contacts, to get in, to find out how to work with Australian industries and Australian universities. Currently, we don't have that capacity. People, international agencies and companies come to us and they don't know where to go. There's no immediate port of call, and there's no capacity to collaborate or treat with other space agencies as equals. This is something that it's very timely to change. We have the history, we have the capacity, the capability and the expertise, and it would be fantastic if the International Astronautical Congress, which is being held here in September, as already mentioned, could be the catalyst for Australia truly stepping up onto the global stage with our space expertise.